they're actually doing the surfacing work because there's a dip in the road. Unfortunately, they didn't inform the council. The council have been asking them when they were actually going to be on site. So they landed this morning. It is the quietest day in the week in Belfast, Wednesday, but nevertheless, they did not inform the council this morning. Otherwise, they'd have been up on the web page.
There's an issue with people jumping lights. Why do we not respect those lights, yet we wouldn't dream of jumping a fixed light?
Well, look, the difference in this road, this is not a local road. This road goes to Limerick. It covers Galway, Sligo, right up. You have people doing long journeys, very frustrated. They see a car pulling in, they see two, and they just literally drive on. I've heard of incidents where they've actually overtaken six cars that have pulled in at a red light and went through it. This happened last year in Barnes Gap. It was well reported in your show in the middle of Barnes Gap. They're nearly out fighting. It's such a long road, long journeys, maybe 3-4 hour journeys, and that's why it needs to be even monitored more. We need the Gardaí to be out there, but we need people to respect workers. We also need them to respect drivers that are waiting on the far side. That's why all during the daytime, while these works are going on at 7 o'clock in the evening, they operate on a stop-go, and that was the incident last week. I just don't want to comment particularly on the causes of that, but it's enough to say there was a young man there doing a day's work, and he got injured while a vehicle allegedly drove over his foot.